International Women's Day. The socialist embarks refuge crisis. At least one in four women experience domestic abuse at some point in their lives. Two women are murdered by a partner or an ex-partner every week in Britain. Yet there are more animal shelters in this country than refuges for women and children. Domestic violence is a major cause of homelessness for women, yet due to the housing crisis, alternative safe accommodation is very difficult to come by. Council homeless departments whose homeless hostels are awful have decided that all women homeless due to fleeing domestic violence should access women's refuges in the first instance. This may sound like a good idea, apart from the shortage of refuge places. In practice, it means that when there are no local refuge spaces, as is often the case, women and children are being forced to leave their hometowns to relocate further and further away. This at a time of crisis, when they most need to be near their support networks. Many are unable to cope, and end up returning to their abuser, or to unsafe accommodation. But even securing a refuge space is not a final solution. A refuge provides temporary, emergency accommodation. Women and children need to be rehoused in permanent, safe housing suitable to their needs. Increasingly, this is not happening, with people left waiting in refuges for many months, meaning it is even harder to access a refuge space in the first place. People are being encouraged to access privately rented accommodation. Indeed, under the Welsh Housing Act, every homeless person has a duty to look for a private tenancy, and if they fail to do this, they can be deemed intentionally homeless, meaning they will no longer receive any help with housing from the council. Unfortunately, private rent is unaffordable for many, housing may be in poor condition, and private landlords may not be understanding when it comes to the safety measures required. Often it is just not an option, leaving people with nowhere to move on to. Sometimes people have been moved from refuges to other homeless hostels, just delaying the issue of finding permanent accommodation further and further into the future. The reality is that for some, putting up with abuse seems a better option than risking homelessness for their family. This housing crisis is costing women's lives. We need more council houses now. Maihal Singh, Rhonda Sinnan Taf.